Welcome to Takeoff, a Points and Miles podcast by 10X Travel. I'm your host, Travis, and today I'm joined by Emily and Levon, where we're going to be packing our bags, quite literally. In today's episode, we're going to share our, I hesitate to say expert, except for in the case of Levon. Yeah. That's why he's here, but I guess we'll go with expert advice on, through our travels, what things we have found are our travel necessities, essentials, must-haves. Maybe some of us are right, maybe some of us are wrong. We'll find out. But Emily, Levon, thank y'all for joining us today.
Yeah.
Howdy.
So, Levon, this is your, third time on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Welcome. First time in person, though.
Yeah.
A little different, huh?
A lot different. The energy is better.
Yeah. It is. It's fun to be together and not looking at everyone through the screen.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's start with what we always do: an icebreaker. We're talking travel gear today. So, is there any travel gear that you've ever had weird gear fails going through security? And I'll let y'all think.
Okay.
I'll go first because mine is really easy. Anytime I am on a big dive trip, and especially taking my dive lights with me, some of them are small and handheld, but one is a canister that is maybe about like this long, and it's just a solid black tube with wires coming out of it.
Oh no.
I
see where this is going.
To a light. And I'm more surprised than not when they don't stop to look at it.
Mm-hmm. How do you generally explain it? Do you have a go-to?
Well, usually once they get it out and see the light part of it, it makes sense. Like, that's the battery, this is the wire to it, and this is the light. But then they get it. But on the screen, I imagine it looks a little suspicious.
I'm sure you get a couple of double takes
at
the engine sitting down.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Mine, I don't know if you'd call it gear. And it's also not mine. It's my husband, Michael's. But every
shifting
time,
the blame.
Every time, every time we travel, for a long time, he used to bring the like single blade razors, and they come in like a small little pack of a bunch of them, and they're very flimsy. Like there's nothing really threatening that you could do with those. But every time they get pulled from the bag and thrown away, and it adds like 10-15 extra minutes. Yeah. So now we don't bring those anymore.
Well, you can tell Michael that I actually had my entire safety razor confiscated because I had it in a carry-on, and because of the blade, they took it. So,
mine is my drone, so that can raise some interesting questions, especially depending on the country that I'm traveling to.
Yeah,
some countries are pretty chill, and some are not. So don't bring a drone to Kenya.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They will hold it until you leave.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. You cannot enter the country with it. Due to the safari, it can definitely raise some issues there, especially with the wildlife and everything like that. So that's why they don't allow drones to be brought into the country.
Interesting. But at least they give it back.
Yes. Yeah. It was definitely a hassle and a half in order to get that done. And apparently some people, they end up not getting their drones back. So I was lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you taken it to Mexico?
Not yet, because I haven't been to Mexico. Mexico was the first trip that me and my wife ever did together. Haven't been back since, so no, I don't.
I ask because I've heard at especially some of the more tourist airports in Mexico, people traveling with photography gear or drones or even a laptop, they'll make them pay like a tax on it, as if it's like business items.
I actually did hear about that, and the government got a lot of flack about that, so they reversed that ruling. Like if you had a second phone or if you had a laptop and a tablet, they would charge you for the tablet or something because they were saying that you're bringing it in to sell it. Meanwhile, people have extra devices.
Yeah.
But that rule should be now reversed and shouldn't be an issue going forward.
Well, keep us posted if you go to Mexico with your drone.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Just a reminder for everyone out there, if you are new here, you can check out episodes 1 through 6. It is the audio version of our course in podcast format. You know, this is episode 60-something at this point, so either you've been a long and loyal listener, or, you know, this one was just the first one because it's the most recent. If you want to learn more, you can check that out. Of course, if for some reason our voices just are not doing it for you, we also have a written version. You can access that inside of our web tool called MyTonX, where you can get the primer, everything you need to know about points and miles. But enough of that. Let's talk travel gear.
Okay.
We've brought some with us, but before we get that out, we have to hit some of the hard-hitting questions. Bags and luggage. I think that bags and luggage can often be a controversial one. People have different opinions. Everyone who doesn't use the same luggage as me is wrong, and that's just a fact.
Right. How quickly will this devolve into a debate? Instantly. I'm ready.
So I'm really interested to hear, and let's start it off with an easy one. I know this is gear, but let's start by framing it. Checked bags. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Are you like a carry-on only?
Down.
Oh.
You, what?
I have no problem checking bags.
Yeah, no way.
Whoa, no.
No way?
No way.
No.
It would have to be death. It's like, it has to be a life or death situation that would cause me to check a bag.
No, this is important. Levon, how much time do you spend on the road?
I spend a lot of time traveling. So if I were to check a bag, I could literally lose a couple days of my life just waiting at baggage claim.
Yeah. I don't travel nearly as much as Levon, but I feel the same way. Every minute waiting at baggage claim is a minute of my life that's wasted.
And it eats into your trip. That could be an hour of that vacation time, lounging at the pool, no way.
Honestly, the worst part of it for me is on the return trip, because I'm just like ready to be home, and now you're telling me I have to go wait for my bag. Do you know something about the Denver airport? Do you know?
I know that I try to avoid it at all costs.
Okay. Well, besides that, they used to get a bunch of complaints that people's bags were super delayed after they had gotten off the plane. So they just moved baggage claim all the way to like the main terminal instead of it having to be closer to your gate. And it would take people like 15 to 20 minutes to get to baggage claim. So then there were no more complaints that the bags were taking so long, but they were taking the same amount of time. They just like moved them further away from people.
They just made people have to walk longer.
Yeah.
To get to it. I mean,
extra steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one way to solve it.
That's business for you?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But like,
I mean,
it's Denver, so you have to take those steps either way.
Right.
To get out of the airport.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to use my dive excuse.
I know, that's what you're going to say.
Like some of my dive trips, I have two bags just of dive gear.
Yeah.
There's no way. It is funny how much we carry on sometimes. I think one time in Scotland, we had a backpack to carry on that was like 60 pounds.
Oh, do they even let you bring that heavy of a carry-on on?
No, and that's why it was, because I had already gone through, and they, like, a lot of the check-in agents were weighing people's carry-ons. Mine wasn't, so she didn't weigh mine. So then I went to my friends who hadn't gone through yet, and we took their stuff out of their backpack, put it into mine, so they could then weigh theirs and be fine.
Uh-huh. So yours just got extra heavy.
Oh, that back, it doesn't travel with me anymore because it got ripped.
Yeah.
60 pounds will do it for sure.
Yeah. But I will say I have come around to the carry-on lifestyle. It's not all the time.
So you're saying even if you're not on a dive trip, I can understand a dive trip, the checked bag is necessary.
Yeah.
You're saying no dive trip, checked bag. Just want to be clear.
I'm going to start scooting closer to LeBron.
It really depends. A lot of times, yes. If it's a work trip, I've gotten better. I also have new, and this is kind of going to get me to my next question. I have new carry-on luggage that makes it a lot easier for me.
Okay.
Mm. So I have new carry-on luggage that works better for my packing, so I can pack more in the same amount of space.
Okay.
And that has helped me shift to doing carry-on more. A week is kind of right around my limit. Like, as a non-full-time traveler, if I can get away with carry-on only for about a week of a trip. So let's talk about that. What was that change for me? And this is one where I just tapped the table and I just remembered that the studio we're recording at told us later, like, not to tap on the table. And Bryce was doing it in the episode earlier. Mm. And I didn't say anything to him, and now I just did it. But anyways, I'm very passionate about this.
Yeah.
So we're all team carry on.
Well.
Yeah, it's a little rich.
Well, there. Okay, y'all are team carry on. I'm team reluctant carry on. First question, bag or like proper carry on roller suitcase or combo?
Well, I do both.
Okay, that's fair.
Roller? Yeah.
I mean, I'm a
roller in a backpack, but I feel like that's not.
That's fair. Maybe that wasn't the best question.
It's okay.
The one I'm actually passionate about, clamshell style, where you open it and have two sides, mm-hmm. or top load style, where it's just one opening on the top.
Hmm. I haven't used a top loading a suitcase yet, but I know, like, for Japan, it works out so much better if you had that variation versus the normal style. I'm cool with either. But I feel like the top loading is probably a little bit more convenient.
I've been rocking with the clamshell one for a long time, so I don't even really have experience on the other side of things. But what if you pack something in the top loader and it's all the way at the bottom, but you need to access it? Then you have to unpack your whole suitcase.
Okay, so here's the glory of why the top loader is the right choice. Like with a clamshell, like, your clothes have to go in one way. But with the top loader, you, instead of laying your clothes flat, you can lay them up, mm-hmm. like this. So you can do like clothes, okay. and then shoes, toiletries, and whatever.
Okay.
I just find it so much more versatile. I will never go back.
Never go back?
No. And in fact, whenever I have to check a bag, and most of our checked bag is clamshell style, I hate it. I want to replace all of it. I just wish luggage wasn't so expensive.
Yeah, well.
But I really want to replace all of it with the top load because it's just so much more versatile. I find it so much easier to pack. You know, how many times have you gone to rearrange everything when you're packing? And then Levon's probably got it down to a science now. Like, knows exactly how to do it. But there have been so many times when I've had to rearrange things and still don't accomplish it because I'm forced into half the vertical space. But now you have all of the vertical and all of the horizontal space to work with. Same volume, same capacity, but it's not cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's more combinations and things you can
do.
Yeah.
Would you rather, speaking of how expensive luggage is, buy like multiple cheaply and knowing they're not going to last long, or like invest in a nicer suitcase that might last you a longer time?
Invest in a nice suitcase with a warranty, for sure.
Yeah.
Wheels yeah, just, break all the time, now, right?
Yeah.
And then if your wheel breaks, you have to replace that suitcase, or if you have something with a warranty, you can get that fixed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair.
You sound like you speak from experience on that.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the worst thing to do. You're trying to go through Japan, and then you only have three working wheels. It's not pretty. It's not fun. Yeah. After that, I was like, "Yeah, we got to step it up a little bit." Yeah.
What suitcase do you rock now?
I have a Monos.
Okay.
Nice. Just have a Monos clamshell with the laptop holder, which is super clutch. Mm-hmm. Especially traveling full time, I'm usually traveling at least 3 months at a time. So I have my book bag that's filled with things. So to be able to offload some of the, you don't even understand how heavy a laptop is until like,
yeah.
So being able to offload the laptop into my suitcase has been such a game changer. Just take some stress off my back.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Monos. I've not used it, but I was between that. We're in a Waze household. I feel like they're very similar. It's very not similar. The, like, you're paying $1,000 plus for a bag, but it's not a $30 bag from Amazon. Like, it's sturdy, it's durable, has a good warranty, good wheels. If you've ever used a suitcase with bad wheels,
I felt the difference immediately. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Feels like you're almost skating, like going from like a wheel that's made out of a square to a wheel that's round. I was like, okay, so this is what life is like on the other side.
I've done both. I've done, my go-to one is just the away carry-on, the clamshell one, but for our wedding, we were flying across the country and we had a ton of stuff to bring in checked bags.
In what?
In checked bags.
You checked a bag?
I did check a bag.
Wait, you said checked bags. That's plural.
Yeah, we had three bags to check.
I rest my case.
Okay. From the one time I checked a bag. But I bought three checked bags on Amazon for $150. And those suitcases are still working. Like $150 total. Not each.
Well, they're working because you only use them once.
Yeah, I mean, one of them has a major dent in it because it's a crappy suitcase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the brand is cool. It's called Cool Life. So, hard to argue with that.
What about hard side versus soft shell, or do you not really care?
Nah, hard side. Soft shell just feels weird to me. Feels vintage, slow old. I don't...
Wow.
Yeah, but it must be doing something because, like, most flight attendants...
Yeah, they have the soft ones.
One of my very close friends is a flight attendant. He has a soft shell. You'll see the pilots, other flight attendants. They're all using the soft ones, but it's just, that's not for me personally.
Hard shell.
I honestly don't have much of a preference. I have both. Like,
do you feel like the soft ones get dirtier?
I don't care about how dirty my luggage is. Like, when people are like, my luggage gets scuffed and stuff, it's like...
Yeah, it's luggage. Yeah,
like, the whole purpose is for it to contain your other stuff so that doesn't happen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
So, like, that's just something that doesn't really matter to me, personally. So, maybe it does. Yeah.
So, question, are you guys, like, decal and stickers on your luggage, or is it just, you just have it bare?
I got the 10X travel sticker on my luggage.
I've had a hard time getting stickers to stay on my away luggage.
Because it's soft.
Just like, well, even the hard side ones, like, it's kind of got this bumpy texture to it.
Okay, yeah.
It's not super smooth.
You see, that's why you should have been monos, because I have at least five on both sides of mine.
Mm.
So a lot of the places I've gone to, like, for whatever reason, there's a little stick. I went to the Fuji Speedway.
Oh, yeah.
They had luggage stickers.
There you go.
And that's my new favorite hotel. So I was like, yeah, I got to throw this on there.
Yeah. I do love always seeing people with the stickers and just looking at them and trying to see places that people have been.
So you'll love seeing mine. Then. Mine is really,
I'm excited.
There's like a little story about each and every one.
I'm excited. We need to take a picture and put it up.
Yeah.
Already
for everyone to see.
Already tapped away.
Okay. Beautiful. Love it.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to hard side versus soft side for me, like, doesn't matter. Give me my top loader though. that's what matters. And is anyone here team two wheels, or you got to have all four wheels?
I forgot two wheeled suitcases even existed.
Yeah, didn't even realize that was a thing
with the like fixed wheels.
Yeah, where you have to like tilt it.
They don't even have the spinners.
Yeah, no. That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds real ancient.
Yeah.
Oh, backpack.
What about it?
I don't know. What's your backpack vibes? I have mine with me.
Yeah, I know you do.
Backpacks are important.
Yeah.
I have but so much space and a lot of things that I need to carry, so like... My backpack is an essential. Like, it's not, it can't be something like, no, it's a very integral part of my travel thing. So I'm very big into the backpack. What that really means and entails, I'm not sure I'd be able to explain it.
Pockets are important.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have so many different storage pockets. I have this for my laptop. I have this for slippers. I have camera equipment. I have all like random, like my... the air trackers.
Mm-hmm.
So each space has like and chargers too.
Yeah.
Because I have so many different devices I have to charge. So I have a compartment just for the cords and everything like that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you had to repack in like a timed situation, how quickly do you think you can repack?
I can repack totally in like go in 30 minutes for the book bag and the suitcase.
Nice.
Because like I've had to like change hotels so many different times. So like I know where everything is supposed to go and I can I can get that done half an hour.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, mine would take longer for sure. Gotta roll the clothes. I have the, what brand is the backpack that we have to, eBag?
Yeah, but eBags went out of business now, I think, right?
Yeah, I think they did, but I still have that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but it's gigantic. And I almost think that's like worse for me. Because I will just like shove everything that I can into it and then you're all like, of a sudden. You're like,
this is a void that I have to fill.
Right. And then like if I'm flying and I have to put it under the seat in front of me because I don't want to take two spots in the bin because that's not right, then it barely fits and then I'm cramped with leg space. So I love my bag, but I also like, if it were just smaller, then I would not feel the need to shove so much stuff into it.
Am I a terrible person? Because I usually put my bag up there.
It's a hot take on this podcast. I don't know.
I usually do too.
Like, yeah, my leg space is
already limited as is. If it is like really full, I'll take it down if it will fit. But my backpack, I travel with one of two backpacks. One is smaller than this. One is the Osprey Travel Light. And it's expandable, so it can fit more. But my preferred backpack, which I have here, is my Cotopaxi Alpa 35 with the 10X travel tag. So there are a few things I love about this backpack and a few things that I would do differently. The first thing is I hate backpacks that have a ton of different zippered compartments. This one has three. It's got a small one here, which is like passport, or actually really handy for security. You need to throw my phone in somewhere. It goes right in there. AirPods stay right in there. Like kind of my quick essentials.
Yeah.
Like right in here right now, I have a snack bar, chapstick. And I also realize I'm probably making a lot of noise on the mic. Snack bar, chapstick, and AirPods.
No facial mist?
That's common.
No spoilers.
I have a very serious backpack question.
Yeah.
Which to you is the front pocket and which is the back pocket?
That's got to be the front
pocket.
That's
like,
what I asked.
This is the front, this is the back. Like this one I just showed, this is the front of the backpack.
Yeah.
So this
is
the front.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that not what you were going with?
This is a very hot take in my household of like which is the front and which is like if someone says, oh, it's in the back pocket. Like to me, that's this.
Okay, well, you're correct.
Yeah. But to Michael, that's this. And so we always like he will tell me to look in the back pocket and I'm looking in the wrong place.
Michael, come on. Let's get it together, Michael. Yeah.
Did you ever know that you needed to have a debate about the front versus the back?
No.
The
No, I didn't.
Now you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the middle one.
Yeah. Talk to us about the yellow.
This is the middle. It's a little bit bigger, a little more intermediate. This is like things I know I'm going to want fast, like sunglasses, but that I'm maybe not going to need to access on. Honestly, this is just my junk.
Like junk drawer.
This is my junk drawer. This is just where junk goes. I've got sunglasses in here right now. I've got battery packs, like things I might want, or like when I get on the ground.
And how deep does that middle compartment go? Does it go all the way down?
It does not. But this is my is my hand.
Okay.
So, like, it's
halfway.
It's pretty spacious, and it does have another like smaller pocket in here as well for a little bit of separation. This is what all of my travel backpacks have now. It's not notes being moved, and I know what I just said when it comes to my carry-on luggage about clamshell versus top loader, but I am a huge advocate now. I don't know if you can even see this.
Is that a
clamshell backpacks?
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Why clamshell backpacks but top loader suitcase?
Because now when you're loading your backpack, it functions like a suitcase. So this whole compartment opens up so I can layer stuff like packing cubes, more chargers, bags, all of these things you're going to see more of as we share more.
No, I kind of like it. I'm actually digging it.
It is really nice for travel because it effectively becomes like an extra 50% of your carry-on bag. Mm-hmm. And then this side is kind of just my, what do I need on the on the flight right now? And honestly, like, the downside is I try to keep everything I'm going to want, like, on a flight in these two pockets, because it is a bit of a pain to get in to get stuff, because everything in here, I don't know if you can see, like, everything is a compartment in here. There's three major compartments, this whole side, and then a top and a bottom. But it does really make it nice for packing. Instead of shoving stuff down.
Yeah.
No, I'm digging.
Or now you're trying to
dig
stuff out. Yeah. Like, all of my travel backpacks now are this clamshell style. It does make it a lot nicer if you're actually using it for luggage purposes rather than just a few things.
Yeah.
And the Osprey one I have as well. Honestly, I'll use that one if I have less. This is a pretty big backpack, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'll use that one if I have less, but it also has an expansion, so I can make it smaller, especially if I'm in Europe where they might actually be measuring things. So I can pack a little bit less in it, and it can fit under a seat. I can get this under a seat sometimes, but most of the time. Most of the time, this is a carry-on size.
No, that's nice. I like the colors.
Yeah, so they do, this is the, actually the, they use leftover material, so all of...
It's all recycled material. That's another reason I'm really into the Cotopaxis.
Yeah, so this one, it's the Dia Dark, because it's the black base, but all of the different colors are actually just excess material from their other bags that are permanent, but then they have one that is a lighter color. I think they call that like...
Light mode?
Dia de los Dia? I don't know. That Duolingo's not paying off too well. It also does have like locking zippers.
Yeah.
Laptop compartment back here.
Oh.
And it's actually dual-sided, so like if you have like a travel
Bluetooth
monitor.
Keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest downside. Here's the thing that really gets me about this.
Oh, I see it already.
It drives me nuts. It has a side handle, which is really nice for putting it on your carry-on. Yeah. But it goes on your carry-on like this. And there's not a water bottle pocket on this side.
Nope. Can't have it.
It only has a water bottle pocket on the other side. So when you're setting it onto your, like, the handle of your suitcase, your water bottle is down there.
And it's sideways.
And it's sideways. Yeah.
They only don't downside. Want you to be hydrated if you have this backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a big hydro homie. But you do have side handle, bottom handle, top handle. I mean, you could use this as a center handle.
Sure.
So, I'm very passionate about my travel backpacks, and now
we know
that
why.
That fully open is...
Yeah.
No, I give that a 10 out of 10. That backpack presentation was superb.
Yeah. Thank you.
They got another customer coming.
Mm, yeah. What if it unzipped all the way, but it was a top loader? Would you still like that?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if, like, your dedication to the clamshell? Is just because, like...
I do wonder how much the top loader would work in backpack. Because I actually feel like a top loader in backpack is like your typical backpack that just opens like this and you're shoving everything into one compartment.
But I'm saying like it still opens like all the way like yours did, but it's just, it's not 50-50. It's like, I don't know.
It'd probably be fine. But I can and I have with just this bag like carried a week's worth of clothes with me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good bag then.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So, that was...
What's in my bag with Travis?
Well, that was what is my bag.
Well, yeah, what is my bag? That's true.
What else do we got? Like, we've talked bags and luggage, but when it comes to travel, there's... Apparently, I could talk about bags and luggage all day. We started this episode and I was like, oh, you know, we said we'll talk about this for 15 minutes and now we're half an hour in. That's exactly how it goes. But what are some of these other essential travel must-haves? We've all brought some stuff. Mine is conveniently in my backpack.
Yeah. Amazing. We'll be seeing it again.
Yeah. No, I'll probably just pull it out from from here. Actually, not all of it is in the backpack. But you'll find out. What are some of your just essential, this is always with me? We'll just kind of round table it, just like, welcome to Tenex Travel Show and Tell. Yeah. that's what this is. Show and tell of your favorite travel products, accessories, must-haves. Share with us what it is. Try to sell us.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Like, can I go?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh, go, he's ready. Go. Yeah, I'm, go.
Headphones.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it's over the ears, headphones are super essential for the crying babies, the people who are listening things out loud when they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get some sleep. These are essential. The Apple AirPod 3s are amazing. The noise canceling is amazing. To me, it's just as good as over the ears, and it's a lot more comfortable. But they also have live translation too. So if you're, there's not as many languages yet, unfortunately, but as that expands, but whether it's like Spanish, French, Portuguese are already loaded, and it actually works pretty well.
I was going to ask, you've actually used it?
I've been using it.
Wow.
Yeah. I went to Colombia for a couple of days after my birthday, and it actually helped out quite a bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
You might not need that Duolingo streak anymore.
Muy bien. So, how does that work, the live translation? How does that work? Like, it makes sense, they're talking, it hears, it translates it into your ear, but now if you don't
speak back,
do you just hand them one and it reverse translates it?
Well, so you have your phone. Your phone will have to be in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's where you're going to be able to see the translation of what's happening into English.
Okay.
So then once you talk, you can then show, you can just show the person, or say it yourself. Say yourself or show the person the Spanish version, and then they'll be able to, you'll be able to have the conversation back and forth.
Mm. Cool. That's really cool.
Cool. Yeah. I'm very much team AirPod. I used to be the over the ear, and they used to have better noise cancellation than the in ear, but I think the in ears have gotten really good.
And the plus, if you're like sleeping, the over ear, you roll over, it just gets weird.
I also just find that on longer flights, the over the ear, I find my ears getting warm, like noticeably warm, is why it was honestly the big motivator for me. I don't like to sleep with anything other than earplugs, but the warmth on my ears drove me nuts.
And even with like, you know, Bose Quiet Comforts,
yeah,
it's comfortable, but after 2 hours, it's not as comfortable.
So, yeah.
The AirPods, you could pretty much have these in all day and you forget that they're in your ear.
Mm. I have such old AirPods. Now I need new ones. I like those.
These are worth it.
I like those.
I think I have the twos.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you what I have. I couldn't even find them before this trip. So I actually have wired headphones that I plugged in.
Yeah, but that's really hip, right?
It is hip. That's what the cool kids are doing now. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, trying to keep up with the times.
Anyone disagree with headphones?
No. No. No, I'll go, though. I'm going to lead with my most prized possession, which is my gigantic chapstick. Mm. Even when I'm not, like, traveling on a plane, like, I always have this thing. And you might say that that's so incredibly inconvenient because it's huge, but how many times have you lost the little chapsticks? Like, have you ever actually finished a chapstick before you've lost it?
I finish all my chapsticks.
You finish all your chapsticks.
I have, like, a 90% completion rate on my chapsticks for the last 10 years.
Okay. Mine have gotten a lot better.
Ah, I thought that was really going to be the selling point of
literally the
giant chapstick.
But then what if you lose that giant chapstick? Now you just lost a bunch of chapstick.
Look, I've had this for, like, 3 years.
3 years? Wow. Yeah.
Okay, this one's still in progress.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've only, you know, I've gone like halfway through it, but it's just a Vaseline stick. Technically, it's not really chapstick, but I use it as chapstick, and I'll sit in a meeting like we're going to have this week with our entire staff, and I'll just put the giant chapstick.
She will look at me. She will criticize you for using normal chapstick and tell you how it's an addiction and actually dries out your lips, but this one doesn't. Mm. It's
I will, yeah. Yeah.
She's being nice.
I mean, living in a place like Denver where it gets so dry, I always have to have chapstick, mm-hmm. so it's like, why not have Infinity? That's my selling point, so. What do you got for us, Travis? What are you pulling out of the mystery bag?
I know, I closed it all up and I feel bad opening it.
Well, well, you're over here present. Actually,
I can do it. Oh, yeah, do that.
I'm actually wearing it. This is my heated vest. So I just push this button.
Wait, move out of the microphone. The microphone's hiding your, yeah.
There you go. I just push this button.
That's all it does. It just lights up. Doesn't do anything else.
So this is my favorite, right? I live in the South. I don't know how to deal with cold weather. So I either severely overpack or underpack. And this has been a life changer because it helps me adjust if I didn't pack enough layers, right? And it's got levels. This red, red is hot.
Okay.
White, medium.
Okay.
Blue, low.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really actually am a really big advocate of it. It is not nearly as gimmicky as I thought it would be. I really like it. In Europe in the winter, when you have, like, where it really comes in handy are those days when you think, I need a heavy coat, but do you really want to have to pack a heavy coat, a medium sweater? Like, that takes up a lot of space, especially for you people who are carry-on only.
Yeah.
Like, I can layer this, which compacts much better than a coat, with a light jacket or medium jacket, mm-hmm. and fill that gap. I'll wear this underneath so it builds that layer of warmth mm-hmm. insulation. And honestly, when I was in Antarctica earlier this year, this underneath my coat was...
Does it just heat the front panels or the back too?
So it's front, back,
and neck and warmer.
The Whoa. Neck, like you can.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what?
Make me so sweaty.
Here, I'm turning it on high. Here's going to be my advocacy. I'm just going to pass this to LeVon, and you can just wear it for a bit if you want.
You were saying, like, I'm the travel expert. You got some real nifty gear, man. This is pretty cool. I've never even, didn't even know something like this existed.
The neck is so clutch. Like, like when it's cold and it's just, and it's pressing against your neck. Mm. Yeah, you just leave it on for a while. You might start sweating. You can turn it down. Just enjoy it for a bit. Right, cool, but I'm a big on the heated vest when I go somewhere cold.
I'm usually in warm places though, so this wouldn't really help me, but if I'm going someplace cold, now I know what kind of gear I need to get.
Yeah. How did you find this? Was this like a an Instagram ad?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, my friend, and the battery, like, you can use it to charge your phone too.
Oh, wow. All right. This is a winner right here.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, the credit has to go to my friend dive buddy Ben. When we were in Europe for a trip, he had one of these, and I was sitting there fumbling with coats and stuff, and he was just like, it's a little colder, let me turn on my vest. Like,
okay, that's funny.
I'm starting to feel the neck as
the
well
neck, yeah. Now. Yeah. You don't have to wear it the whole time, but you can wear it as long as you wish.
sold. I mean if this whole thing doesn't work out, maybe you have a travel affiliate thing in your future.
Yeah, best affiliate. Yep. Why not? I mean, your vest is nice and all, but how are you going to compete with Mega Chapstick?
It has pretty big pockets, so you could put Mega Chapstick in the vest pockets.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. What else? You got
something else? Getting too warm?
Yeah, a little bit.
It gets toasty, huh?
Nah, this would be perfect for like a Switzerland trip or something like that.
Yeah.
They do make long sleeve versions too, but the vest is like, it just packs, it packs down so nicely.
Yeah.
And then it's nice whenever you get told to wear layers for podcasting, I can throw it on and turn it off and not be, it's gotten warm though.
Yeah. you got something else good over there, Lauren?
Yeah. This is something that I would travel with. Wipes. You know, you want to wipe something down, your luggage, hands, your phone. You got to have some wipes. Mm.
Do easy those to carry. Do they smell better than the United wipes?
I would say so. I usually, this one is a tea tree, so it's a nice little light scent.
Yeah.
So I think this is something that should just be in the pack.
Yeah.
It makes the pack.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I don't travel with it, but
I don't travel
I should.
With it either. Yeah, I usually end up with four or five of the United ones that smell like they've been soaked in Everclear.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, yeah. Sitting next to someone as they wipe down their seat with that is just like
kind of like that tea tree. I'm gonna I'm gonna look that up. I don't have my phone on me right now, or I would do it right now.
I got a pack on Amazon. It was like a pack of 10 of those for maybe $10 to $15, I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Like 10 of those packs, not a pack of just 10 wipes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a pack of, packs of these, like 10 packs of these.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, I'm in for
that. And that, that lasted, we've only used maybe half the box at this point.
Yeah. So, yeah. Nice. What do I have? Oh, my little vitamin kit. I got this recently just because I travel with a lot of vitamins, and I used to just have my backpack full of like 7 different bottles of vitamins. Mm. So as I'm walking through the airport, you could just hear like the, the jingle. And I was like,
You know what would avoid that? Checking a bag with all of your vitamins.
But then what if I lose all my vitamins?
Yeah. So 20 minutes at baggage claim give me the jingle.
Yeah.
Give me the jingle.
But yeah, it's got all these little compartments. You can put your different vitamins in here and pop them open. And then I'm not walking around with 150 vitamins. Just what I need for however long I'm away.
I like it.
For what it's worth, I have like the exact same one.
Yep.
Yeah. We also use, we do multiple, so not just vitamins, but we have one as our like medicine one, so with like Imodium, Pepto.
Yeah.
So it, instead of having to keep track of all of these, it's just
That actually deserves a mention. Like that actually needs Imodium, Pepto Bismol, if you're going to Thailand, Malaysia, wherever. You never know what you're going to... Bali, you never know what you're going to run into. Having that in your pack could really get you out of some uncomfortable, sticky situations.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So could the wipes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's a good one, too. I have Advil in here, but I could beef up the medicine side of it.
I will...
This one goes to my wife.
Oh.
This is...
Oh, wow.
A travel laundry hamper.
Oh, wait. It's so big. What?
So instead of having to, like, toss your clothes around the room or in a pile, or maybe I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm blocking whatever cameras are trying to look at me. Or maybe I'm just, like, really uncivilized. You just pop your little travel hamper and all your dirty clothes go in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready to go, you just...
Do you keep the clothes in there and fold it down, or do you take them out?
No, you take them out.
Yeah. But then you're mixing all your dirty clothes with whatever clean clothes you have.
No, he's saying like they would be washed before they go.
Oh, you're gonna you're washing your clothes on your trip? What? Oh, I'm.
I mean, I do something if it's a longer trip. I do.
Okay.
But like, if it's a shorter trip, I'm planning on not.
Wait, so now I'm confused. So you.
That's just to keep his room tidy.
Yeah, it's to keep
his
hotel room tidy. You set it up in your hotel room.
I get that part.
So instead of just having a pile of clothes or multiple piles of clothes.
So where do you pack these now dirty clothes?
Right.
Back in my suitcase.
I just feel like there's a better way.
I have to take my dirty clothes home.
No, throw them away. One use clothes.
I have a laundry bag. It's not as collapsible and tidy as that.
Yeah.
So it can take up a little bit more room. But then they're completely separated from...
Yeah.
Yeah. I use the like plastic little laundry bag that the hotels give you, and I just like stick my dirty clothes in there, and then I pack them home in the plastic bag.
Yeah. Same concept.
Yeah. But
so
I like
the environment.
I hate the environment, and I don't like to keep my room clean. Yeah.
mine is at least reusable, washable.
There you go.
Yeah. Right. I'm the worst.
I mean, if it's a longer trip, I'll take like the laundry detergent sheets and either find laundry somewhere or just honestly do it in my hotel room. But if it's a shorter trip, I'm packing everything that I'm planning on using. Of course, I don't.
Yeah, right. Mm.
But then honestly, like, it's just easier to throw everything in the laundry when I get home instead of being like, well, I didn't wear this.
Yeah.
Or, of course, that's where packing cubes come in handy, is my clean ones stay in the packing cube and my dirty ones do not go in my packing cube, because that would just be insane.
Then you'd have to wash the packing cube.
Should I be washing my packing cubes?
I don't know. I don't use packing cubes. Do you use packing cubes?
I don't use packing cubes anymore either.
Anymore?
Yeah. It's not worth it. Mm. It actually just adds more complexity and barely more organization. It's like you think it's making you way more organized, but it's not really.
Oh, I just find it so much easier. Like, for me, it's less about the organization. It's about, oh, look what I have, packing cubes. It's about, like, I have one for, like, shirts, one for, like, pants, one for other stuff. And so then when I get to the hotel and unpack, I just take it and put it in the drawer, and I just take clothes out of the packing cube. Mm-hmm. So then when I go home, I just zip up the packing cube. That's the clean ones. Throw it in the suitcase.
No,
and then all my dirties were here. So I honestly just dump it into the suitcase. For me, packing cubes are a non-negotiable.
Interesting.
I used to think like that, and they actually make you take up more space in the suitcase than if you just packed it in the suitcase. So instead of packing into a packing cube, all the dressy clothes go here, all the shirts go here. It's the same concept, but I'm not beholden to, like, try to make this space work. I can just pack. Mm-hmm. It's like freedom. It's like having handcuffs.
Yeah.
I've shackled myself to this.
You have.
Where I do draw the line is my wife uses the compression packing cubes. Mm-hmm. So she'll pack them and then, like, zip it, and it takes, like, a packing cube that would be like this down to like this, and it is just, like, denser than a neutron star.
I've done that too. I've done every iteration. I've done the regular packing cube. I've done the compression one where you, like, pull the string and it flattens it.
Yeah.
I've done the vacuum sealed.
Oh, the but then you have to bring the little vacuum sealer.
It's really tiny. Okay. Yeah, but it's all a farce.
Mm.
Wow. It's all lies. Yeah.
The like full. Virtually full time traveler is telling you.
Yeah.
I want to believe you. I want to.
This is 2 years of full time travel experience. I've gone through every phase and going up to the vacuum. So I'm like, this is the final boss.
Yeah, the final packing. Boss.
See, that one always felt like too much. Like, for me, it is more about, like, feeling more organized, especially if it's a longer trip. You know, I'll even have ones where this is my, you know, if I'm flying, say, to Doha and then connecting somewhere, when I get there, this is my change of clothes. So I just have to grab this. I have that entire outfit. I feel like it makes it easier for me.
I hear you.
I'm also a really big overpacker.
Yeah.
For what it's worth.
I feel like the vacuum seal would just, like, enable your overpacking. Like, you'd be like, I'm going to
need that. Feels too far for me.
This tuxedo that I've worn once, you never know what's going to happen. I better put it in the vacuum seal.
Dang. I'm in the minority on packing cubes.
I feel
almost ashamed.
It's
not in a bad way, but
it does really give you that feeling of being more organized. And it's just tidy, it's boom boom, but the same thing could just be accomplished without it. But it feels nice though, and I totally
it does
get
feel
it.
Nice. And it helps me easily separate my clean clothes from my dirty clothes, which is why I was very confused when you were like, how do you pack your clean clothes and your dirty clothes? I'm like, they're...
It makes sense now. I get it.
Yeah.
I'll do the next one.
Yeah.
I don't know, because we both... Oh, with the sleep mask.
Travis has one too.
Oh, are we?
I have the worst one, I'm sure, of anybody.
Mine is also.
Is that a heated sleep mask?
It's not heated, but it comes with Bluetooth.
Oh.
So I can connect it to my phone, my sleep music, or jazz, whatever it is. And yeah, so it really took it to the next level.
That reminds me of what's that store, Smarter Image? Sharper image, where you'd go in and like everything is tech enabled and like that. You would go in and you'd be like, I need that.
Because I like to listen to rain sounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Rain sounds, nature sounds, water, like that meditation, yoga music, whatever it is that you sleep to. You get the eye mask and the music in one.
Game changer. I'm going to throw this thing away. Mine is from Target. And it just has one function. That's it.
Hey, that's a good function, though.
Wow.
I mean, regardless of how many cool tech features it has, every time I end up in a hotel, the little like red TV light or like the alarm clock is too bright or there's a little sunlight peeking through the curtains and it just wrecks
my
sleep.
You don't use the hanger trick for the curtains?
I don't know the hanger trick.
You know the hangers that have the little clips?
Yeah.
Clip the curtains together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm the same way. Like, I will put a sock over this. Yeah. Like I need it to be pitch fully black. I need it pitch black. Yeah. Otherwise, the tiniest light will wake me up.
Yeah. No, I unplug the TV before I go to bed.
Wow.
I'm walking around and I'm putting socks and T-shirts and all these
other lights. Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Especially dirty ones because I know where I can get them from. I just...
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry if you're in a hotel room after me, my sock.
Give my sock.
Like, why do I want a digital? Honestly, like, some of the Hyatts or the ones that have those nice, like, wooden clocks now that glow, though.
Yeah.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why make something glow in my room?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Mm.
No. Well, I am also Team iMask. So, if anything, LeVon might have the best iMask.
Without a doubt.
But clearly an eye mask is a must have. Mine is silk all the way around, though.
Mm-hmm. It looks very comfy.
So it's like Velcro instead of like a stretchy. So it is very comfortable. And I would love a hybrid between this and yours, LeVon. But I think like as the rain sound to sleep addict, I think that I would probably actually prefer yours, and I'm going to have to look into
that. You could still do the AirPods underneath there if you're like
the AirPods in my ears while trying to sleep.
Okay. But because the annoying part is like, okay, if it's going to fall out, because it falling out will wake me up.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you add in this thing covering your ears, now you're like, you're sturdy, you're secure, you're getting best of both worlds. That's how I would look at it.
You going to wear that for the rest of the episode?
No.
I'm definitely going to be getting an upgrade. But this will do the trick for the next few nights for sure. Yeah, sleep mask. Must have. I mean, I feel like I'm getting down to basics here, but just a Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a few instances lately where on my flights, I've forgotten my headphones, the Wi-Fi doesn't work, they don't have like the in-flight entertainment system, and so I just like I'm staring off in space, and then I remember I have my Kindle, so I could actually read something instead of just
raw dog the flight.
Yeah Not usually my choice of entertainment, staring off into space. So I got my Kindle. If I remember to download a book beforehand, that's also a plus. It's always
mine has the older USB style charger.
I mean, I always have this on me. I just don't always remember to use it.
Okay. Something that comes in handy, especially if you're doing long hauls, jet lag relief gummies.
Do those actually work?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I have like really, because I've been going back and forth.
Yeah.
So these aren't really the best thing for my sleep issues, but for a normal functioning, staying in the same time zone kind of individual, these will definitely work very well.
Hmm. I've gotten ads for those, and I've always just been kind of skeptical.
Yeah, no, it worked. It put me to sleep. Like I took the two, and I was asleep within an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, and then another just like piggybacking off that, magnesium glycinate works really good. Particularly magnesium glycinate, because it like calms your nerves, so it really kind of primes you for sleep, and like 3 milligrams of melatonin. You know, consult your doctor.
We were hesitant to call ourselves travel, or I was hesitant to call us travel experts, let alone medical ones. So
I mean
I have my whole backpack. I have a bag full of goodies. I've got travel hairbrush.
you can't have the full size.
You joke, but someone brought her full size hairbrush. My wife always brings her full size hairbrush, and travel size hairbrush.
Yeah, but you have short hair.
Now my wife just uses this.
Really?
Because it's the same brand as her full size one. It's just smaller.
Okay. All right.
And it packs much more conveniently.
Yeah, that's why my backpack is overstuffed. It's because I bring my full size hairbrush. I'm running out of things here. I mean, I have my... Oh, you go. You go.
For anybody that wants to work on the road, and you want to be ergonomical. So this is my little laptop stand. I'll get it all set up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fully adjustable. You can lower it to whatever, to your dimensions.
Yeah.
And...
Like a separate keyboard?
Bluetooth keyboard.
I was going to ask about like your
arms. That's folded.
Yeah.
Yep. Foldable Bluetooth keyboard. It's amazing.
Can I see? Whoa. I am like... Always, so I have a Bluetooth one, but packing it is always such a pain.
Yeah,
because it's like because I love the number pad and I don't want to give up my number
pad.
Yeah,
the number pad is clutch.
I never use the number pad. That's so interesting.
Yeah, but I can
look. Yeah. You guys, like LeVon knew he was winning because it says win on it right here.
That's cool. I like that, and it like is the size of my Kindle when you fold it up. Yeah, it's small.
Compact, very, very lightweight. Mm. So I have a full working station, get to be super ergonomical, save my neck, not trying to get the little humpback. So yeah, that's one of my traveling essentials, especially because being a digital nomad.
Yeah, you're not clocking into a desk every day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And even then, that's more ergonomical than many people's desks that they're clocking into. Yeah, so.
That's for sure. The only other thing I've got is probably Travis has this too, but it's like a little tech pack.
Yeah.
You probably have this too. I don't know if you travel with it.
I don't travel
with it. I knew after you were like no on the travel cubes, I was like, oh, he's definitely going to be a no on the tech pouch.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many pockets in this. I don't really know what all of them are for, but it fits my mouse.
Oh, I have that. Is that the Logitech mouse?
Yeah.
I have that same. Yeah, that mouse is clutch.
It's nice. It's
really great mouse.
I like the side scroll thing. Like,
What else? Yeah, I mean, I just have all my chargers in here. I also have a, usually I keep the AirTag in my carry-on.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Not in this, but I mean, yes, I am almost always just a carry-on person, but sometimes they make you check it and then you never know where it goes from there, so. Hmm.
I mean, that's another essential travel piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I have the literally exact same one.
Yeah.
It's the Peak Design one. They're a little pricey, but LeVon says it takes up a lot of space. You can smush it smaller if you need to. But, like, can keep all of my cables in here. And actually, I only travel with two cables now because I have a cable that has, like, US... It's got an adapter, so regardless of what kind of plug... I've got dissolvable melatonin, so instead of like having to have, I literally just buy this at CVS. It's like 30 tablets, various amenity kit things like facial mist.
There it is.
There we go.
Yeah.
This one from ANA.
I didn't get any facial mist from ANA. I'm jealous.
Oh.
Is that Ginzo or Shiseido?
Shiro.
Okay, I'm jealous.
You gotta go back.
Yeah, now I gotta fly ANA again.
Yeah.
Honestly, like any good amenity kit stuff ends up in here. I do like it because it's got this middle one. That's where my passport goes if I'm traveling internationally. So I always like with my passport, I always want the same spot for it.
Yeah,
so of course. Always there. Have
passport panic.
An AirFly. So this lets me plug in and set up Bluetooth from the in-flight entertainment to my AirPods. So I can connect my AirPods to the in-flight entertainment.
Is that
or
more
just fly JL first class where you could just connect your headphones right to the seat?
But did they give you face mist?
Yeah. Yeah. How dare they?
Let's see. I'm just kind of speed running through here.
Yeah.
Some emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Clutch.
Mm. Flat hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah.
So you can.
Oh, is that ASMR hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it fits it fits in here really nicely, or if you're like LaVon and I will push back on you on the travel pouch. This one here too. I didn't bring my phone. You want to save your neck for in-flight entertainment. Like, this is MagSafe, so your phone can just sit here.
And hook it on the edge of the seat back.
Hook it on the edge of the seat back. Yeah. Right? This is fully adjustable. And then you can plop your...
Or definitely could do you one better. Like,
Oh, of course. Yep.
Let's hear it.
Bring it on, LaVon.
You could just... And then still win.
But it's still down here, right? Right. You talked about rounding your neck. It's still down here.
True.
Like, even if this is on the tray table, like with it closed, I can attach it, close the tray table, and then have it up. So that way it's more at my eye level.
Absolutely.
I do have one of those on the back of my phone for that.
I got nothing.
You're out.
Hunched over.
No.
Yeah, I don't have any fun.
Well, reading your Kindle, because...
Right, yeah. Yeah. Nope. I think I'm out of my... I mean, I always bring a water bottle with me, but I don't know.
50-50.
Well, so many of them have, like, the straws now, or like the suction that you have to be very careful if you're going to open it at like 30,000 feet, because if you press this button and you haven't released the air pressure,
you get face mist.
You get face mist, yeah.
From this bottle?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a strong selling point right there.
No, I mean, I love this water bottle because I like the straw feature, but yeah, on a plane, like every time I have to remember to take off the top first, let the air out, and then put it back on. But... You know, choose your water bottle, Smiley.
The air on the plane, it does dry you out. So right. If you get a nice little mist thing going, it's actually it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Two versions of face mist. One looks a little more pleasant.
I have to. I mean, I live in Houston where it's super humid.
That's why
eye drops are also a non-negotiable for me.
Oh, yeah.
My eyes just get dry wherever I go.
Speed run through if you think.
You have more?
Travel charger.
Oh yes, I was gonna wear.
But
that's,
you know,
a must.
I take it with me even on my domestic trips, just because of the number of USB outlets. So I can just plug this into the wall and plug everything in to charge there. Especially because the USB outlets in most hotels,
Are so loose. What's
work.
The deal with that?
Loose, but also they're a safety hazard too.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know how true it is, but definitely the hackers have been said to be able to get your information if you plug in directly into the hotel bed port and stuff like that.
I mean, I've never done that.
Yeah.
One little tip for this too that I read, I think on Reddit actually, is: have you ever gotten on a flight and you've plugged in your like regular charging base and it's really loose, especially on a domestic flight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they usually have the international ones. So with this, you can flip to like the UK. Plug it in, and very few people, especially here in the U.S., are using the U.K. plug.
Yeah.
And so it'll be a lot more secure.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right.
Travel bank. This one's MagSafe, too. So you can MagSafe on there. Has a stand. Mm-hmm. So you could charge while MagSafe.
I see. What's the weight on it? Oh, this is not bad. It's not bad.
And I can usually get, like, two or three full chargers.
How many milliamps? 10K? 20K?
They always make it so fine.
Oh, yeah.
10K.
Okay. 10K is pretty solid.
But you can wire it as well. So, but it's also like pretty secure for.
Yeah.
That was a lot of this was Christmas gifts from my wife.
And
last thing, which LaVon is going to tell me is super, super excessive. I don't go anywhere without my travel Theragun.
Okay. No, that's not excessive at all.
Which does have a 10x travel
trigger. Ooh, okay. Nice.
So, is...
No, the massage gun is a big one.
Yeah.
I actually travel with a Sorite.
Okay.
Which is a pretty big contraption, but it's great to, like, relax your hips. You lay on it, and then the weight of your body onto your iliopsoas, which is the muscles underneath, like your abdominals, and attaches to your hip flexors. It really works really well. And it takes up a lot of space
but
in my
it.
Book bag.
But if
but it's worth it.
If you say it's worth it, like as the person traveling full time, it takes up a lot of space. You worked in physical therapy before this.
It's a non-negotiable for me. Mm. And you know how I am about my space.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look up a picture of what this thing looks like. Or did you bring it here?
I didn't bring it here, but we can put it up on the screen.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I feel like LaVon has sold me.
Oh yeah.
On more things.
Yeah. Yeah. This has been very educational for me.
I'm sure everybody's going to get themselves a Bluetooth sleep mask.
Yeah.
I think foldable keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see the sleep mask, the foldable keyboard, the little wipes. Stand.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone. I mean, you both. I know are going to leave with Mega Chapstick. So, I assume.
I mean, I've got.
Yeah, just to like prove, like I'm all the way down to.
Wow.
How
do you not lose them?
I just don't lose my chapstick.
Look, you picked such a great chapstick brand too. Oh wait, I thought these were the same.
No.
Nah, this I got this from some kind of business class menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I got.
LaVon, any more?
No, I think we hit everything. These are all the things that you need.
Yeah. Wait, you heard it. LaVon said all of this is stuff.
Right.
Let's take it easy. Yeah.
You know, all of this comes, of course, personal recommendations. No one asked us. This literally, like, was one of the easiest episodes to plan for because I was like, well,
we're traveling anyway.
I'm traveling to Columbus, so I will just take what I travel with. I mean, this is the stuff that I travel with. No brand has endorsed this, and that's not for you. That's for any brand people out there who are like, did we endorse them to talk about our stuff? No, you did not. No, this really is just what we travel with. It's a learning game. It's finding what works. It's being wrong about packing cubes.
Uh-huh. Right.
Being wrong about checking a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I know is that my backpack is going to be filled more after this episode, not less.
That's why you just get a bigger backpack.
Okay.
Problem solved.
I already have the biggest backpack.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, whether it's a silk face mask, the face mask that Emily's going to toss, why don't you toss it for us? or you've really figured out how to optimize it, like you're LaVon, who's traveling virtually full time and basically has this down to a science. We hope this has given you some insight into how we travel, maybe given you some ideas. Let us know, what did we miss? What might you travel with that you're like, hey, y'all talked about this. You should get this. Send it my way. I'm always looking for recommendations. That's why I really... Mm-hmm.
Definitely put it in the comments so we could check and make sure what... Do I need to add some more stuff to my new Kodo pack?
Yeah.
Or so much that you become a checked bag enthusiast. Well...
Good luck with that.
Let's keep it to reality, I guess. I don't think that's actually gonna happen, is you becoming a checked bag.
Absolutely not.
Enthusiast.
But there's room because I learn how to roll. I have room in my carry-on and book bag now.
Wow. Imagine if you rolled into packing cubes. Well, remember to join our Facebook group to keep this convo going. Share your favorite gear in the comments below, whether it's on Facebook, the YouTube comments. We'll have links to some of this stuff, maybe all of it, except for Emily's face mask and my face mist, because that was in an amenity kit. I don't really know where you would get it otherwise. I mean, I will swap it out for others, but that's just the iteration I'm on now. That got really off track, but we'll drop links to stuff. So if you're interested in any of our personal recommendations, you can find where to get those ourselves. If you're looking to book your trip, whether you're getting started, you can get started with My10X, our great web tool to help you track your points and miles, or you can use our award booking service to help you put those points to use. So for LaVon, Emily, myself, and my really bad attempt at the outro, but you know what? We're leaving it as it is. Mm-hmm. This has been Takeoff, a Points and Miles podcast from 10X Travel.
Bye.
Bye.